Hey everyone. So, I don't know how many people have heard about the former Israeli space chief about the extraterrestrials. So, news article from NBC News, former Israeli space chief, space security chief says extraterrestrials exist and Trump knows about it. A galactic federation has been waiting for humans to reach a stage where we will understand what space and spaceships are. That's a weird sentence for me, because don't we know that space is a vacuum? Is it not? I don't know. I'll read you the article here. It says, a former Israeli space security chief has sent eyebrows shooting heavenward by saying that Earthlings have been in contact with extraterrestrials from a galactic federation. The unidentified flying objects have asked not to be published, that they are here, humanity is not ready. Former head of Israeli's Defense Minister Space Directorate told Israeli's, I don't know how to say that, Yediot Ahronot, I guess that's his name, I don't know. The interview in Hebrew ran on Friday and gained traction after parts were published in English by the Jerusalem Post on Tuesday. A respected former and retired general, Yeshed, said that aliens were equally curious about humanity and were seeking to understand the fabric of the universe. He said cooperation agreements had been signed between species, including an underground base in the depth of Mars, where there are American astronauts and alien representatives. That's a big-ass claim, because that means we're already on Mars, and that there's a base on Mars. Like, that should be, like, they should be telling, if that is true, they should fucking be telling us that we've already got there. What the hell's Elon doing? Elon's trying to get a rocket up there. We're already there, apparently. There's a signed agreement between the U.S. government and the aliens. They signed the contract with us to do experiments here. On us? Are they doing experiments on us? Or are they just like, hey, they got wet water? You know? Maybe that explains some of the abductions. You know, probing and all. Added that President Donald Trump was aware of the extraterrestrials' existence and had been on the verge of revealing information, but was asked not to in order to prevent mass hysteria. After everything that's been going on, he needs to just fucking say it. He needs to get on national television and go, look, bam, this is what's up. Like, if I was him and I'd be like, listen, they're trying to fuck me every which way from Saturday, I'm dumping everything. Like, I'm going to release, he's already releasing Obamagate classified files. Good for him. He needs to release these classified files, you know. He put out a thing that you have 180 days to, you know, put out all UFO documents. So the CIA just did a huge document dump. Now, I mean, thousands of files. I downloaded it and it's just like, holy shit. Like, it's a huge, huge amount. They've been waiting until today. Wait, they have been waiting until today. Yeah, that's what he says. They have been waiting until today for humanity to develop and reach a stage where we will understand, in general, what space and spaceships are. Referring to the Galactic Federation, the White House and Israeli officials did not immediately respond to the NBC News request for comment, and the Pentagon declined to comment. Well, spokesman for NASA said one of the agency's key goals was the search of extraterrestrial or search for life in the universe, but had yet to find signs of extraterrestrial life. Although we have yet to find signs of extraterrestrial life, NASA is exploring the solar system and beyond to help us answer fundamental questions, including whether we are alone in the universe. His ideas are spelled out in more detail, The Universe Beyond the Horizon, Conversations with Professor. I'm going to have to get that book. I'm going to have to get that book and read it. But here's something interesting. So I typed in Galactic Federation, and sure as shit, right, found something from the CIA that has written in it, Galactic Federation Headquarters. Now, what this looks like to be, if anyone's knows anything about remote viewing, apparently this is what it is. So the government has had a remote viewing, I guess, like training, like they take people and they train them how to do remote viewing. Not entirely sure what that is, but from what I understand, it's where your consciousness can leave your body and go anywhere, right? And you can see things, but they don't see things super clear, and so they get more of a feeling about things. You know, it's more, it's not, it's less about seeing it, more about knowing it. I don't know if that makes any sense to y'all. Kind of makes sense to me. I'm gonna have to look more into it, see if I can do it, you know. I did hear one guy said that if you smoke a lot of weed, you can't do it because it like blocks the ability to. Then I might have to cut back. But so I'm looking at this document, and I'll include this document, the link to it. It's declassified, so you don't have to worry about, you know, the CIA knocking on your door being like, why are you accessing our shit? It's been declassified. It's supposed, this is from January 13th, 1988, was when this document was done. This was a while ago. And it looks like, so when they do remote viewing, they put a piece of paper down, and while he's doing the viewing, he, you know, you write shit down. You know, what you're feeling, what you're sensing, you know, the different kinds of things that are around it. You know, some of these documents, they're like, you know, hard, straight, brown, reddish color, something round with rays coming and going from it, you know, like descriptive. Go further down and they start, you know, describing the area, you know, like very high peaked, rugged peaks, blue body of water, flat open grassy field, reddish, yellow, orange. So it sounds like it's in, like a deserty kind of area, I guess you would say. And they have some areas where, like, they explain corridors and stuff. Yeah, they even put on there, it's like Egypt. It feels like it's Egypt-y, and that they're inside a pyramid. Vaulted ceiling, large vaulted room, smooth polished stone-like altar, familiar place. Now, these are all CIA documents, right? Here goes. Session 13 January 1988, 10:20 hours to 11:45 hours. Coordinates 1698/1009. Site Galactic Federation Headquarters. This is a CIA document that's talking about the Galactic Federation Headquarters from 1988. I don't know about y'all, but that's kind of freaking me out. So the page says, impression of a round structure located on a flat top of what seems to be something like a mess. That's what it says. There are streaking rays emanating from or going into the structure like sun streaks. Inside the structure is dark, cool, rough stone, cavern-like. From 1 mile overhead, the view is dark, black, empty, a feeling of nothingness. Upon descending, we get the impression of very high, rugged peaks. There is a flat, plateau-like area, and below this is a blue body of water that seems to be surrounded by a flat, open, grassy plain, like Lake Titicaca. From 200 miles up, I find myself moving in an inclined causeway with rough stone walls on both sides, kind of like Egypt. At this time, I sense a presence nearby. At the end of the causeway is a long, dimly lit rectangular corridor constructed of smooth, dressed stone on all sides. At the end of the corridor is a steep incline with a very high ceiling, also constructed of smooth stone, like a pyramid. That's what it says, it's like AOL. I guess it's like AOL in their version is like, because it's on the various things, pyramid. At the end of this inclined corridor is a large room with very high vaulted ceilings. There is a large polished stone platform in this room, like an altar. There are white-robed entities in a semicircle to one side, their attention to be focused on the platform. The room is dimly lit. There is a feeling of something sacred, holy, almost religious about this place. This place seems familiar, as if I've been there before. Climbed onto the platform and laid down. I was then illuminated by a brilliant shaft. That's my 13-year-old self giggling at the word shaft. Of white light from head to toe. The light was coming from overhead. A robed figure then moved from behind the group and stood next to me with his hand stretched out over my solar plex. I can't read what that says. Broke away from the session with a feeling that I should have remembered something. It's probably telling me something. It's probably like, hey, you're trespassing, bitch. You know, what are you doing here? Then they have a diagram, overhead view of a large room and the activity. They have the drawing of it. And then the last page is like a remote viewing session data. Remote viewer, MR, interviewer, ED, observers, no observers, date, 13/01/88, starting time, 02:55, site. Site is 02:55, it's been like blacked out. Site acquisition, CRV, don't know what that means, working mode, GT, feedback, class B. No, and then the second block, there's nothing written there, and then the third block, actual site, Galactic Federation headquarters. This is a CIA document of one of their remote viewers. And it's been proven that they did remote viewing back in the day. There's a couple people that have come out and talked about it. A couple of high-ranking military guys that said they were part of it. Here we go. Here's another article. It says, recently the topic of the Galactic Federation made news through an ex-Israeli space security chief's comments claiming the entities exist. And this is a site, they're doing a podcast on it to see if I can find. Go back in there. In brief, the facts. A declassified document from the CIA dated 1988 but released nearly a decade later shows the remote viewing session attempted to look into one of the headquarters of the Galactic Federation, presumably on Earth. Introduction. The CIA, in conjunction with Stanford University, operated a program known as Stargate to investigate paranormal abilities and phenomena as some humans are capable of, and perhaps all of us are capable of. One of the programs under the Stargate umbrella was the remote viewing program. Remote viewing is the ability to describe a remote location, regardless of distance and one's proximity to the target, from a given location, independent of the target. So basically, if you had this ability, you could actually see what's going on, backside of the moon, if anything. Or you could see what's going on inside a specific building in another country if you were given the coordinates. The interesting thing is, I was watching Joe Rogan recently, and I love that. I love his show. I learned so much from that fucking show. It's ridiculous. I was watching one of him, and he was talking about how he went, he had a TV show called Joe Rogan Questions Everything. So I went on it, and I started watching some of the episodes. In one of the episodes, they do remote viewing. And so they had Joe and this guy from some kind of skeptic society with him. And they were like, we're going to, you know, the skeptic guy's not going to be trained on how to do remote viewing, but Joe Rogan was. So they got blindfolded, taken to an area. Joe was, you know, trained and asked to, you know, write out the things, kind of like how this document was. And the other guy was told to do it, you know, just give him the basics of it. Both of them got shit right. And that's what was creepy about it, is Joe remembered seeing a square with red in it. And when they got to the site, there was a sign, a square sign that was spray painted red. Like they spray painted over the words red. And then he created this weird structure on a piece of paper. And when they're looking around, they're like, well, see that oil? I forget what those things are called, but the things that suck the oil, you know, you see them in Texas, suck the oil out of the ground. He held it, you know, you look at the paper, you look at that, it looks like what he drew. The other guy actually drew a lot. He got it almost all right, and he was a skeptic. And he's just like, I have no idea how this is going down. But yeah, he drew pretty much, he was like, you know, in detail about what this site was. So that got me thinking about the remote viewing thing. So I might have to start looking into it, like see if I can do it. If you're interested in wasting some time, I mean, during this COVID thing, we're probably going to get locked down again. So we're going to have time to figure shit out. So do the remote viewing. See where you can go. See if you can do it. I mean, why not? Just see. I mean, worst case scenario, you just go into a meditative state and you get relaxed afterwards, right? Best case scenario, you wander into, I don't know, the White House. I mean, if you can remote view anything, just go anywhere you want. You want to see Area 51? Remote view Area 51. Walk around S4. You know, go where Bob Lazar. I mean, if this is possible, you know, the CIA obviously had a program dealing with this. So, you know, why don't we just try to remote view, you know, these places and try to figure it out for ourselves? The U.S. government program ran for approximately 25 years before it was declassified and supposedly shut down. Yeah. Yeah, they shut it down. I don't think so. 25 years. It ran for 25 years. They had to have had successes. Otherwise, it wouldn't have ran for that damn long. Supposedly shut down from the literature that has been made available. The program was clearly very successful, like I said. And the remote viewing phenomenon was quite useful for the intelligence community. Yeah, you're floating spies through the ether of whatever the hell the ether is. A paper published 1 year after the declassification of the program by one of the program's co-founders, Dr. Harold Puthoff, in the Journal of Scientific Exploration states the following. To summarize, over the years, the back-and-forth criticism of protocols, refinement of methods, and successful replication of this type of remote viewing in independent laboratories has yielded considerable scientific evidence for the reality of the remote viewing phenomenon. Adding to the strength of these results was the discovery that a growing number of individuals could be found to demonstrate high-quality remote viewing, often to their own surprise. The development of this capability at SRI has evolved to the point where visiting CIA personnel with no previous exposure to such concepts have performed well under controlled laboratory conditions. This might be a doable thing. You know, I would say look into this. Everyone listen to this. Look into this and see if you can do it. You know, start small. I heard about a thing. You put an item in a box. You don't know what's in the box. You put it in the living room and you try to, you know, remote view what's in the box. I think I might try to do that. Dr. Jessica Utz, U-T-T-S, I don't know how to say that name, former chair of the Department of Statistics in the University of California, Irvine, and the professor there since 2008, states the following about the program. What convinced me was just the evidence, the accumulating evidence as I worked in this field, and I got to see more and more of the evidence. I visited the laboratories even beyond where I was working to see what they were doing, and I could see that they had really tight controls. And so I got convinced by the good science that I saw being done. And in fact, I will say, as a statistician, I've consulted in a lot of different areas of science. The methodology and the controls on these experiments are tighter than any other area of science where I've worked. In my opinion, it's a shame that special abilities like these are not, well, this is the author, that was the end of that quote. In my opinion, it is shameful that these special abilities like these are not studied within mainstream academia, yet studied at the highest levels of government with the intention of intelligence gathering. When it comes to technology, special abilities, or solution to the world's problems, it's not the technology, the ability of the people, or those solutions that will change the world. It's the consciousness behind these things. What do we use our new discoveries for? What's our intention? Do we use them to advance the human experience and for the good of all people, or something else? This is why solutions that pop up in various fields, like clean energy technology, for example, are never implemented. Academia is weird right now, because if you pull up anything that even remotely sounds science fiction-y, they just, not doing it. It's like, isn't that your job? Like, isn't that your job as scientists to look at this shit and go, hey, let's see if we can do it. But they just kind of like, I don't want to do it. Well, why not? Why don't you want, I mean, what if this shit is legit? What if this shit is real? Like, wouldn't you want to be the one that confirms it? I mean, I'm pretty sure there's a Nobel Prize in there for you if you figure out this shit for real. Remote viewing in the Galactic Federation. The declassified literature has numerous examples of successful remote viewing experiments and real-world examples as well. It's safe to assume that the entire program and its contents was not declassified. And this seems evident from the testimony of multiple CIA military remote viewers that were verifiably part of the program for many years. There was one guy, I can't remember his name. He was a remote viewer and he trained in Stargate. He was training people to do Stargate. Let's see if I can look it up and get the guy's name. Seeing the guy's pretty obvious to see. I have to find out who he was. We get that big letter in the article as well as more examples, but what I wanted to provide you here is a link to remote viewing session conducted by the CIA to view the Galactic Federation headquarters on Earth, it seems. Lowe's is a screenshot of document. You can access the full version here. It's unclear who the remote viewer is. In many other documents from the remote viewing program, the names are usually listed. It has a screenshot of the thing that I told you about. It's interesting that this remote viewing session was conducted in 1988. First of all, where would the CIA get the idea to even look for some sort of Galactic Federation? It raises many questions. I mean, I think, this is what I think, right? I think they've been here a long time. I think they came down here, they saw it, they're like, wow, that's a pretty planet. You got liquid water, it's not just a solid desert, like the majority of planets that we see out there, they're either all desert or like there's not a lot of life on planets that we can see. I mean, they might be underground. I mean, you know, it might be the progression of almost everything, that they destroy their planet and they have to move underground to keep existing. Read this. Oh, what I think about it. I think they've been around a long time. I think they came here. They're explorers, like just like how we were. I don't think they're all good. They can't be all good. Like I was watching a Stephen Greer, CE5. Was it the fifth form of contact? I think it says human initiated contact, something like that. It's pretty much you go into a meditative state, and well, actually, it's kind of like the remote viewing thing that they're talking about. You go into a meditative state and you go somewhere else and, you know, in your head and you talk to these things. He says they're all, you know, all aliens are good. They, you know, they want nothing but peace, love, and harmony. And it's like, I'm pretty sure a lot is probably like that, because a lot of civilizations probably don't make it past a certain stage because they destroy themselves. You know, they have, you know, warring classes on their own planet and they end up blowing themselves up. So I think there are some that are, you know, they just want peace, love, and harmony, but I'm positive there's other ones that are like, you know, warring civilizations, you know, they don't want to have any peace, love, or harmony, they want to take over, or they want to eat. I mean, that's what I think cattle mutilations are. I think cattle mutilations is, you know, grocery shopping for aliens. They come down, they, you know, cut out the organs and whatever that they like, they drain the blood. I mean, it wouldn't, if they were aliens, you know, what kind of diet would they use if they grew up on a completely different, you know, plane of existence? You know, they probably drink blood. I mean, we have animals here that just drink blood. What if that particular animal were to evolve to the point where they became intelligent, they still drink blood? Like, that's their diet. That's how they evolved. Maybe that's what they're doing with these cows. Because whenever they find these cows, they'll find them slaughtered in a field, no blood. No blood anywhere. Not on the ground, not in the body, just completely drained. So they probably drain the blood, take the organs, and, you know, leave the carcass back where it was. Just looks like the cow fucking exploded in the middle of a field. I've seen a couple of these, not in real life, but on documentaries. There was one Skinwalker Ranch where they had a bunch of videos and stuff and pictures of these cattle mutilations, and man, they fucked them cows up good. So I mean, who's to know, there might be extraterrestrials that eat us, you know. I mean, you know, if you can't tell me that if we had interstellar craft and we were going to other worlds, that we wouldn't go there and be like, I wonder what them motherfuckers taste like. I think we would. Especially if they weren't super intelligent. Like, if they were, like, lesser life forms, I mean, not intelligent enough to have technology. Yeah, we probably would eat them. You know, especially if they were, you know, some kind of... the word I'm looking for. Mammal, you know, if they were some kind of mammal, we'd be like, yeah, I mean, they, you know, we'd probably eat them. So thinking that, you know, they wouldn't do that same thing to us, it probably would, especially, you know, I read one document that explained how the extraterrestrials use space travel. And the way it was explained, it was on Joe Rogan, the way it was explained is they fold space and time like an accordion, right? It's not like, what was that one movie? Oh, Jesus Christ. I can't remember it, but they pretty much explained folding space and time. You take a piece of paper, you fold it in half, you poke a hole through, you go through the hole, comes back out, now you're on the other side, right? It's not like that, but it is like that. But the way they do it is they fold it like an accordion, right? So it's a bunch of short waves. So it's a bunch of short waves that you just kind of skip across, right? It's kind of like throwing a rock down a lake. It's just going to skip across the waves. And that's how they do the travel. And then they extend it back out versus a large fold passing over and going a large distance. And so like the one, it said it took them 9 months to travel from their home planet to here. Well, you'd have to travel in more than just that little dinky spaceship. You know, like Bob Lazar said he had these little spaceships that were about 50 feet in diameter. You would need a lot more than that. Those sound like scout crafts, you know, like a mothership were to come down. You know, the mothership's the one that flies over here with everything. They have all the supplies, they have food, they have, you know, facilities, whatever the hell aliens use. I don't know if they use the bathroom or if they just excrete, whatever. I don't know. So...